Back here with the Drake Relays update, sponsored by Champion Seed and Ellsworth, Quinn Douglas, and we just wrapped up the final event of this 114th Drake Relays, the high school boys 4x4, talking with members of the South Hamilton 4x4, who finished second in a new school record time and a new two-way best, 3:17.13. And I'll start senior Ty Coink, who's the leadoff guy. Obviously, you know, it's a three-hour wait, you know, probably 2 hours past when you guys were expected to run, but it's got to feel pretty darn good to run as well as you guys did tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were taking our sweet time with the break there, sitting around doing nothing. We got our second meal of the day, with second Jimmy John sandwich. We came back ready to work, and our coach told us coming in, run sub 3:20. And I mean, we knew we were capable of that, running a 3:17. I mean, that's something I know deep down we were capable of, and I just couldn't be more proud of the guys tonight.
Now, talk to senior Reese Ricky. You were that second leg, and it was really close when you got that baton. You were able to open up a good lead. Talk me through how that lap went in your mind.
Well, I thought he was on me the whole time, so obviously I had to kick it in. That 200, usually I settle in. I just kept the sprint going and prayed I had enough left in the tank to hold him off.
And talking with junior Nick Sieber-Syke. And Nick, you know, you were that third leg. You hit a really big kick at about that 300-meter mark. Maybe something that Drake Relays brings out of you, but just tell me how you felt running that.
Yeah, leg. So on the 150, he passed me a little bit, so I stayed right behind him at 300. I was like, I'm not about to lose. So I hit it, had to do it for my team. I just ran as fast as I could. Puked all my Jimmy Johns up in the trash can afterwards. But I just put it all out there.
And the final leg, Colby Hyde in the field. Colby, obviously you got the baton in a good spot, you know, neck and neck, however. But you were able to run down the runner from Joaquin Northwest at about the 150 mark, and you never looked back from there. Just talk me through your final leg.
So I just had to get out. I kicked. And then once I got to that 200 mark, I tried cutting him off so he could not get be ahead on the straightaway. That usually deters people away from passing you, and it makes it harder on them. But ultimately just kicked all around all of us. Hell of a job.
And from what I understand, there's a lot of you that were supposed to go to prom tonight. Would you rather have prom or what you guys did here tonight?
Ask them. They're the ones.
We're about to go right now and have a laugh.
We're on our way there.
All right.
Prom, baby.
All right. Thanks, guys, and appreciate it. Congratulations. That was the South Hamilton 4x4 here on our final Drake Relays update, sponsored by Champion Seed from the 114th Drake Relays. Quinn Douglas sending it back to regular programming.